When it comes to feeding your baby, confidence is everything, and that's why I love Bobby. Bobby's organic, European-style infant formulas are designed to support all feeding journeys, whether you're breastfeeding, combo feeding, exclusively formula feeding, or just keeping a backup can in the pantry. Bobby is a brand that truly meets parents where they are. So what really stood out to me is how thoughtful Bobby is about every detail. They only use carefully sourced ingredients backed by proven science, and every single batch goes through over 2,000 safety and quality checks before it ever leaves their U.S. manufacturing facility. That level of care makes such a difference when you're choosing what goes into your baby's bottle. Bobby also offers a full suite of recipes and holds some of the most trusted certifications out there: USDA Organic, EU Organic, European Organic, Clean Label Project Purity Award, and Clean Label Project Certified Pesticide Free, a high quality infant formula you can genuinely feel good about. And parents aren't the only ones who love it. Bobby has been recognized as Babylist's 2025 Top Choice Organic Formula and named 2025 Top Choice by Consumer Reports, which says so much about the trust they've built. I love that Bobby was created by moms who couldn't find a formula that met their standards, so they made one that did. It's inclusive, intentional, and built to help parents feed with confidence no matter what their journey looks like. If you want to learn more, head to HiBobby.com. That's HiBobby.com, HiBobbie.com, to find the organic, clean, high-quality infant formula trusted by parents and loved by babies. Some of us are just not into hustle magic. We're just not, and that's okay. And some people are, and some people thrive in that, and that's wonderful for them. But I'm speaking to those who maybe at some times you are into hustle magic. I have my moments as well, but we got to recognize what's sustainable for us is to also have gentle routines in place that allow us to ease in to whatever we want to accomplish, so that we will continuously do what we want to do, what we've been dreaming of, without burning out. Again, we need to feel like we're not going to be punished for being human or how we are. And hustle magic doesn't always offer that for everybody. It says that you're only worthy when you're performing. And I don't believe that's magic at all. So if hustle magic is fueled by fear, then gentle magic, gentle discipline, is built on trust. Hello, hello, magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. It's so exciting stepping into a brand new year. Happy 2026. I have said that New Year's is my favorite holiday because I love starting with a blank canvas, a blank slate. But I don't know about you, but New Year's always does something to my brain. Like, of course, I genuinely love the clean slate energy. I love the fresh page. I love intention. I love possibility. I love having a new sense of hope. And I love that feeling where you're like, okay, I can do this. I can shift things. I can become a version of myself that feels lighter and clearer. And then there's another part of me that's like, wait, hold on. Why does January always come with this subtle pressure that if you don't reinvent yourself immediately, you're doing it wrong? Like, the world turns into one big group project overnight, right? Everyone's posting their routines and their habits and their goals, their resolutions, their manifestations, their this is my year, I'm locked in energy, or what success they had in 2025 and how they're going to top it in 2026. It's inspiring. It's inspiring to see, but it can also feel like, okay, here we go. I feel the pressure. I feel the comparison, the timeline. And I want to say this out loud right at the start, that we don't have to enter a new year at full speed to be doing it right. Yeah, we can set our goals, but that doesn't mean we have to have them accomplished by February or March or wherever. We don't have to be a brand new person by today, January 5th. You don't have to start over in a way that feels violent to your nervous system. We gotta ease in. That's what I'm doing for January. I am easing in. I do have goals set, but I'm easing into them. And honestly, I think a lot of us are waking up to something right now. That the way we've been taught to be disciplined was never actually designed to support us. It was designed to squeeze something out of us. And I've been thinking about this a lot because every year I notice the same pattern in myself that in January, I've got the big intentions, like I'm gonna focus more, follow through, stop feeling like my brain is running 10 tabs at once, or I'm going to be, this is my warrior year, this is my strong year, I'm gonna feel steady, clear, abundant, I'm going to make the most money this year, whatever it is. And sometimes it does end up happening that year, but sometimes not. For some things, not everything happens, right? And I try to do it in the way that I feel inspired to do it, but sometimes my nervous system feels like this is a little too much because I'm asking for more structure, more pressure, more rules, more planning, which is fun and exciting. But in order to get there, we got to look into the compound effect, build small habits to achieve the big goals, the big structure, the big plans. Ease in. January, I feel like even though a lot of people are going to be running 100 miles an hour because they are trying to achieve their goals right now, we can ease in. And it's wild how sometimes slow and steady really does win the race. I know that in week one, I'm easing in. Week two, I'm easing in instead of feeling like I have to get it all done. And week two, I already feel burnt out and it collapses. And then I do that thing where I'm like, why can't I just be more disciplined? What is wrong with me? And that's the moment that I've been reflecting on, because what if the collapse isn't a personal failure? What if it's actually feedback, right? What if the reason a lot of quote unquote discipline doesn't stick is because it's built on fear of falling behind, fear of failure, fear of not being enough, fear of going broke, fear that if you relax, your life will fall apart, fear of people laughing at you or cringing at you, or fear of being cringe, or whatever it is that's stopping us. Maybe we're not drawn to hustle magic. I'd say hustle magic is the kind of motivation that feels like a shot of espresso. It's intense, it's immediate. You do feel it strongly for a moment. You're like, okay, I'm gonna do it. I'm changing everything. But it doesn't always last for every personality. And it often leaves many of us feeling worse when it fades, because it makes you feel like you can only be powerful when you're pushing. And the truth is, I don't want that kind of magic anymore. I don't want magic that requires me to abandon my truth, to abandon who I really am. I want magic that feels sustainable, is sustainable, allows me to ease in. I want magic that doesn't punish me for being human. And I want a kind of magic and a discipline that feels like devotion, not control. So that's what we're talking about today. Gentle discipline versus hustle magic. And if you're listening to this and you already feel behind, or you already feel like you're messing up the new year, I want you to take a breath with me for a second, because the energy I want to bring into this year and the energy I want to invite you into isn't urgency, it's steadiness, it's kindness. It's the kind of discipline that says, I will return to myself. Not perfectly, not constantly, but consistently enough to build trust. And so we'll lean into that, because I used to be super into the hustle magic. January always hits me the same way. I come in with big intentions, you know, like focus more, actually finish what I start, stop feeling fried by noon. And then I realize my brain is already running 10 tabs at once before I even open my laptop. I love coffee, but too much of it makes me jittery, scattered, and honestly, more stressed than productive. And I don't have the time or energy to research supplements or build some complicated morning ritual. So that's why I've been loving Everyday Dose. It's coffee with benefits, real coffee, but enhanced with lion's mane, collagen, and nootropics. Lion's mane helps with natural focus, while L-theanine keeps the stress at bay, so I feel clear and calm instead of wired and anxious. It's become my go-to morning boost, especially right now when I actually want to follow through on my New Year's resolutions or really my goals for the year. So it takes about 30 seconds to make, tastes smooth, and gives me the kind of steady focus I wish coffee always did. Right now, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, free peppermint mocha creamer plus, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/magic or use code MAGIC at checkout. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. The new year doesn't necessarily require a new you. Sometimes it just asks for a less burdened you. For a lot of us, January brings reflection. We start noticing the things we've been carrying, pressure to have it all figured out, perfectionism, self-doubt, old fears, or patterns we keep repeating in relationships or work. And one of the hardest parts is that when you're inside your own head, it can be really difficult to see what's actually weighing you down. That's where therapy can be helpful. Having an unbiased, trained perspective can make it easier to understand your emotions, your motivations, and the dynamics in your relationships. Not to fix who you are, but to help you move forward with more clarity and less heaviness. BetterHelp connects you with fully licensed therapists in the US who follow a strict professional code of conduct. They also do the initial matching work for you. You fill out a short questionnaire about your needs and preferences, and BetterHelp uses over 12 years of experience and an industry-leading match fulfillment rate to help pair you with the right therapist. And if it's not the right fit, you can switch to a different therapist at any time from their tailored recommendations. With over 30,000 therapists worldwide, BetterHelp has served more than 5 million people globally, and their live sessions average a 4.9 out of 5 rating based on over 1.7 million client reviews. BetterHelp makes it easy to get matched online with a qualified therapist. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com. That's betterhelp.com. Hustle magic is what happens when discipline gets tangled up with fear. It's the energy that says, if I don't stay on top of this, I'll lose momentum. If I slow down, I'll fall behind. If I don't push myself, nothing will happen. And again, I want to be really clear. Hustle magic isn't always obvious. Sometimes it looks like ambition or like self-improvement, or sometimes it even looks like surface level spirituality. But underneath it, there's usually this quiet urgency, this pressure that feels slightly panicky if you really tune in. And hustle magic, it can be rigid. It needs rules and streaks. It needs never miss a day kind of energy. And the moment you break the rule, you miss the workout, you skip the journal entry, you don't post that post or that content, or you sleep in, or you fall off a routine, it turns on you. And suddenly it's not, oh, I needed rest. It's, see, you can't be trusted. And that's where the shame creeps in. A lot of hustle magic lives in the voice that says, I should be further along by now, or other people can do this, why can't I? Or I just need to be more disciplined. And I really want to pause on that word discipline, because we talk about it like it's a personality trait. Like some people are just born disciplined and the rest of us are, I don't know, defective or something. But discipline, the way it's usually taught, has nothing to do with trust. It's about override. Override your body. Override your intuition. Override your energy. Override your emotions. You push through. You white knuckle it. Power your way forward. And maybe that worked for you once. Maybe there was a season where intensity actually helped, where adrenaline carried you, where survival mode was necessary. I definitely have been through those seasons. And I may have accomplished a lot in those, or may have manifested some great things. However, if I built in more gentle, easeful routines, maybe I wouldn't have fully burnt out the way I did, where I needed to take breaks, or I needed to step away, or my passion wasn't there like it once was. Because as great as the go, go, go is, because it can bring you somewhere, sometimes if you don't also have gentle discipline in place or easeful pieces of your routine to slow you down, bring you back to you, bring you back to who you are, then you will burn out. It's not sustainable, because that is exactly what's happened to me. It's so hard to accomplish something so beautiful, but then lose passion for it just because of burnout or hustle magic. But here's the thing that also no one says out loud: just because something worked in a survival season doesn't mean it's meant to be your baseline forever. Hustle magic is very good at producing short-term results, but it's terrible at long-term care. It burns hot and fast, and when it burns out, it leaves you questioning your worth. And I see this especially around the new year. People don't just set intentions, they set ultimatums. Like, this is the year I finally fix myself. This is the year I stop being lazy. This is the year that I get my life together. And I don't think we realize how violent that language is, because it assumes something is fundamentally wrong with you, right? I guess violent is such a strong word for that, but just how impactful that language can be on ourselves, on our subconscious mind, on the way our human may feel about ourselves. And if you're already tired, if you're already overwhelmed, if you're already holding a lot emotionally, then that kind of pressure doesn't motivate you. It will shut you down. And then we call that shutdown lack of discipline. But what if it's actually your nervous system saying that this pace is not safe for me? Because hustle magic doesn't ask how you're doing. It only asks how much you're producing. And it doesn't care if the routine fits your life. It cares if you're performing consistency. And the hardest part is that hustle magic often gets rewarded. Obviously, I mean, people praise you when you're busy, when you're pushing, when you're exhausted, but still showing up. We don't get a lot of praise for being regulated or choosing rest or working smarter, not harder, right? So when hustle magic stops working, when you lose motivation, when routines fall apart, when discipline feels impossible, we internalize it as personal failure. Though we can do less in a way that actually works to bring us to great success. What if it's not failure? What if it's just information? What if your body or your psyche or your intuition is saying that I need a different approach now? And I feel like those who are listening to this podcast, because maybe you don't fully resonate with hustle magic, maybe this is your pink slip to give you permission to say that there's a way to success that allows you to ease in gently. You can just use gentle discipline. We need safety. We need to feel like we're not going to be punished for being human or just being ourselves, operating the way we naturally operate. Some of us are just not into hustle magic. We're just not, and that's okay. And some people are, and some people thrive in that, and that's wonderful for them. But I'm speaking to those who maybe at some times you are into hustle magic. I have my moments as well, but we got to recognize what's sustainable for us is to also have gentle routines in place that allow us to ease in to whatever we want to accomplish so that we will continuously do what we want to do, what we've been dreaming of, without burning out. Again, we need to feel like we're not going to be punished for being human or how we are. And hustle magic doesn't always offer that for everybody. It says that you're only worthy when you're performing. And I don't believe that's magic at all. So if hustle magic is fueled by fear, then gentle magic, gentle discipline is built on trust. And I want to say this slowly because it's a reframe a lot of us aren't used to. Gentle discipline is not the absence of structure. It's the presence of care. A lot of people hear the word gentle and think it means loose or inconsistent or indulgent, right? Like you're just floating through life, doing whatever feels good in the moment. But that's not what this is. Gentle discipline still shows up. It still creates rhythm. It still holds you. It just doesn't threaten you when you wobble. Gentle discipline says, I know how to return. Not I'll never miss a day, but even when I miss, I come back. Without punishment. And that's such a different relationship with yourself, because instead of building discipline on shame, you build it on safety. And safety is what allows consistency to actually form. This is where the nervous system piece really matters. When your body feels safe, it doesn't resist structure. It relaxes into it. But when discipline feels like a test, you're always failing. Your system goes into fight or flight. And then we wonder why we procrastinate, right? Why we avoid, why we self-sabotage. It's not because you're lazy. It's because your system is trying to protect you. Gentle discipline works with that instead of against it. It asks questions like, what can I realistically maintain on a hard week? What feels grounding instead of draining? What would support me even when my energy is low? So I don't know what your life looks like right now, what your routine is, what your dreams are, but these are the questions to ask yourself to begin a year of gentle discipline. Ask or journal, what can I start incorporating into my life to gently ease in to whatever this desire goal is? Whether that is walking around the block every day or writing to yourself first before you post anything. And so you write to yourself for the month, and then maybe next month is when you start posting it. Whatever can ease you in to that goal may be the most supportive way for you to get there when the success happens, which it will happen because you are easing your way in. You're just doing it like the turtle, the slow and steady way, instead of the rabbit. Real consistency isn't built on your best days. It's built on your worst ones. Gentle discipline is choosing fewer commitments and actually honoring them. It says no to 10 things so you can show up fully for one. Building rituals instead of rigid routines. I mean, routines tend to say, do this at this time, no matter what. But rituals say, this is a relationship I return to, right? Maybe it's the same cup of coffee in the same chair, or maybe it's a 10-minute walk. Maybe it's opening your journal without needing to write anything profound, just something for you. Gentle discipline doesn't demand performance. It values presence. I'm going to say that again. Gentle discipline doesn't demand performance. You're not thinking about anybody else seeing it. This is just valuing what is present in your present moment. What's present with you? And here's the part that really changed things for me. So gentle discipline is how you rebuild self-trust. Every time you come back without shame, or every time you adjust instead of quit, or every time you listen to your energy instead of overriding it, you're teaching your system, I'm safe with me. And I notice as well, when I do feel safe or when I'm more gentle with myself, I receive some new pings, like new ideas that can move me into not a direction that I feel like I expect of myself because of how I've presented myself to the world. It allowed me to also remember who I am and what other ways, what other avenues, what other things I can do in life that will fulfill me, fuel me, and I will have great success with. Or also other ideas of what I want for my life that I didn't really think about before, and welcoming those in with an open heart. Because I felt safe and I wasn't setting these hustle magic expectations for myself that I had to do it this way. Because my inner voice, I was quiet enough, silent enough, gentle enough to hear my inner voice guide me in a direction that really made sense for who I really am. That safety creates momentum that hustle magic never could. Because now your discipline isn't powered by fear of failure or fear of what other people will think. Or most any fear, it's powered by care. Missed days stop meaning I blew it, right? They start meaning, oh, okay, something shifted. Let me respond. Rest stops feeling like a setback. It becomes part of the rhythm. And instead of starting over again and again, you start continuing. And that's the quiet magic of it. Gentle discipline doesn't look impressive on social media. It's not flashy. It's not extreme. But it lasts. And the women I know who are the most grounded, the most creative, the most mindful, the most steady. They're not the ones forcing themselves every day. They're the ones who've learned to return to themselves kindly. And once you feel that, it's very hard to go back to hustle magic. I think part of why hustle magic stops working is because it belongs to an older version of us, a version that believed worth had to be earned. That rest came after productivity. That safety lived somewhere in the future, once everything was handled. And a lot of us are quietly outgrowing that, right? We're realizing that intensity isn't the same thing as alignment, that exhaustion doesn't equal devotion, and that just because something looks disciplined doesn't mean it's loving. So when I think about magic for this year, you know, it's not loud or performative or proving anything or forcing myself to show up in a way that doesn't feel authentic. It feels steady. It feels like choosing a rhythm that you can actually live inside. Because magic isn't always about breakthroughs and big moments. Sometimes it's about continuity. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is keep a small promise to yourself. And I know that sounds almost too simple, maybe a little silly, but simplicity is radical in a world that profits off of your burnout. Gentle discipline reframes magic as relationship, a relationship with your energy, your body, your attention, your time. So instead of asking, what can I manifest? I do love to ask myself that still. But maybe on top of that, ask, what can I sustain, right? Instead of chasing motivation, you build devotion. A devotion doesn't disappear when life gets messy. Devotion adapts. So this year, magic might look like one practice that you return to even when it's imperfect, or one boundary you keep even when it's uncomfortable, or one way you stop abandoning yourself to keep up. Magic might be quieter than you expected, but quieter doesn't mean weaker. Steady magic changes lives, and I want to offer you a permission slip here that you're allowed to build slowly. Of course, still with that ambitious goal, but doing less to get there or just easing your way in. You're allowed to let your discipline feel human, feel more aligned with you. You don't need to shock your system into change. You don't need to hustle your way into worthiness. If hustle magic is driven by fear of the future, gentle discipline is rooted in trust in the present. And trust is what actually creates lasting transformation. So as you move through the first days of the year, if this feels right, if this message aligns, maybe instead of asking, what more can I do right now? You can just ask something much gentler, like, what can I return to? Or what's something that I can begin today without feeling stressed? Or what's the path of least resistance for me to go towards whatever your dream or your goal may possibly be? And maybe you don't have a dream or goal, and that's totally fine too. Gentle discipline is perfect. What routines are you drawn to that you can just begin doing daily and trust that maybe something beautiful will come of that? Like maybe doing 10 minutes of yoga every day is something that you're like, yeah, I think I can do that. I feel like that's something that I'd like to invite into my life and just see where it takes me. Who knows? What rhythm feels grounding right now? What commitment feels kind instead of punishing? What version of discipline actually supports your nervous system? You don't need a total reset, right? You don't need a perfect routine. You don't need to become someone else to be worthy of consistency. You're allowed to build your life in a way that you can stay inside. Gentle discipline isn't about never falling off. It's about not abandoning yourself when you do. It's about choosing care over control, trust over fear, relationship over performance, especially relationship with yourself over performance for others. And if this year unfolds slower than you expected, if your magic looks quieter, if your progress doesn't photograph well, that doesn't mean nothing is happening. It might mean something real is taking root and the universe is guiding you on your own path in your own timing. So let this be a year where you don't force your way forward. Let it be a year where you walk with yourself, where discipline feels like devotion and where magic feels steady, where you prove to yourself again and again that you're safe with you. And then in time, after you build these gentle disciplines, these routines that are sustainable for you, and this is big. Let's say your dream comes true and someone's looking at you they may think that you hustled your way there, or you worked some hustle magic. You were just go, go, go till you made it. They didn't see the gentle discipline that took place in order for you to get there. They might not realize that, no, you did it your way in your own timing. They didn't see the in-between. But because you practiced gentle discipline, something sustainable for you in order for you to get there, you got there in your own timing. Even if from the outside, they're like, oh, this is overnight. No, trust in universal timing. Trust in your timing, that you are still on the right track, on the right path. You don't have to hurry your way there. Just continue doing the routines and the practices that feel good for you, that light you instead of drain you. And with that, you can trust that you'll get there. Wherever you're at right now is also perfect. So with that said, thank you so much for being here. Feel free to say hi to me on Substack or Instagram. Let me know what you thought of this episode. My username is Raquel Mantra, RAQUELLEMANTRA. Let me know if you want me to expand on this a bit more. With that said, I'll connect with you next time. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your magic.